became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
And hello again. It's Agnes flying solo again. And it's interesting. It's late on a Wednesday evening so that I can have this up and ready for you on Thursday morning. I'm really tired tonight, and there's a reason for that. I couldn't sleep last night. Now, you know, we all have tons of things going on in our life, and that's okay. That's just name of the game. But I ended up sort of going at midnight and saying, okay, I'm not sleeping. I'm wasting time. I'm getting a little frustrated. I had, you know, was tired when I went to bed. It was fairly late. I tried my meditation app, all those sort of things. And my brain was not resting. I felt that my body was, but it was not, sleep was not happening. So I got up just after midnight. I did some looking around online, you know, the types of things you do when it's, you've got a little tiny lamp and you're not doing much of anything else. It was after two when I said, okay, I think I'm about to zot out. I can go to bed now. And interestingly, within a couple of hours of me crashing, and I did go to sleep, there was a 6.2 magnitude earthquake not far from here. Now, I live on the west coast of Canada, so they're not unusual, but it was interesting that waking up in the morning and finding that news. So, I guess I'm opening up with a question, did my body know? Animals apparently do. Although not mine. My dog slept through the night. She was quite happy. But anyways, if you have any thoughts or information on whether or not we know when, whether it's seismic events or earth, I don't even know what the word is, interesting earth events are happening, you know, is there something deep inside of us that knows that? So in the show notes, I always put our Join the Conversation link. So if you have any thoughts about that, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Or if you have links that I could do some more research, it was interesting. Anyways, yeah, Wednesday night, I actually poured myself my second glass of wine. So if Marsuleika is not able to make this Friday, then what the heck? Maybe I'll just post this on Pissed On Podcast. Maybe I should just run off and get the bottle and keep pouring. No, I'm joking. Anyways, yeah, so here we are late at night. I had a really interesting thing happen last night, and it was kind of fun. I actually meant to look this up before I came online, so let me do this now. Appen.com, A-P-P-E-N.com. Now, I actually, the link that I use is connect.appen.com. They have a variety of online jobs that you can do. They sometimes pay well, sometimes not so well. Some of the jobs are, you know, 15 minutes, and some of them are longer. If you are at all interested in a little bit of extra money, check it out. So I'll put that link actually in the notes as well for if you want to register. Okay, so where I was going with this is I have been with Appen for a long time. I haven't really used or pursued much in the way of income earning opportunity with them recently. Time for a sip. But for the last week and a half, I've been getting these emails that suggest, you know, I will be paid relatively well. Now, what do you call relatively well? $12 for 15 minutes. You know, I can do 15 minutes in the evening, and for $12, what the heck? That's almost another bottle of wine. Well, sometimes it's another bottle of wine. Anyways, last night I took the opportunity to go back into my Appen account and learn more about this particular project they have on the go. I fulfilled all the requirements. And then what they wanted me to do, which I never do, I'm really careful about, is they wanted me to register my, or get the Facebook app on my iPhone. And so I thought, okay, whatever, you know, I can do this. I don't need to be responding to my phone. And that's the reason I've never attached it before or put the app on. Activated the app, is that what it's called? And, but I did that last night. And when I did that, this messenger thing came up saying there was 8 or 9 messages that I didn't know about. Now, like most of us on Facebook, there are a few people who will always send you things that it's like, you don't want to be rude, you don't want to say go away, but it's like, I know I'm not interested, so I'm not going to open this. And I knew I had a few. But really close to the top of the list was a name from the past, like 45 years ago. So it was like, oh my God. So I opened up, I went into my laptop. It was like too exciting. I can't do this on my phone. Went into my Facebook on my laptop and opened up this messenger message. And basically it was, I'm looking for an Agnes who went to university with RB, I'm just going to use the initials, and also knew Jay. So yeah, that's me. And RB, well, it was RB's wife that was messaging me, and I also had met her a number of times. So, because I knew RB before she came on the scene. And so I messaged right away and I said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Oh, she said, if this is you, please message me. So I don't know. Am I morbid? My first thought was, oh dear, something's happened and she's trying to reach out and let people know, like people from the past. And so I messaged her right away. And I guess she obviously has Messenger on her phone because she was back on in seconds. And so, interestingly, and I don't know if this is a result of COVID or if it's just the timing that worked in her life. My high school friend and university friend, RB, and his wife, L, still together after all these years, both retired now, living in his hometown as they have been since for the last 45 years. And, or in his case, 60 some odd years. And we chatted all evening. It went back and forth and back and forth. Kids, grandkids, back and forth, back and forth. Telling stories. And, you know, I'm throwing names and scenarios at her. And she's going, oh, I don't remember that. And I don't remember that. And then she throws one at me. And I'm going, like, oh, dear, you got me there. Like, I don't remember that at all. But what a pleasure. It was just such a delight. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't know if this is sort of a sideline of COVID, what's the word? A a result. No, it's not the result. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I don't know if this is because of COVID where people are starting to realize that, boy, what a gift our histories and our old friends are. She also mentioned, because I said, oh, I've gone looking for RB, you know, because we were such a crew together in university way back in the 70s. And, you know, I said, I went looking for him not that long ago on Facebook. And she said, no, he'd never be on Facebook. And so it was really a treat to, you know, connect and share some stories and that sort of thing. But as I say, it's apparently her, because I said, you know, well, what about these other people? And she said, oh, he doesn't keep in touch with anybody. And I mean, lovely man. I do not judge him for this. But she is trying to, you know, reach out to a few people from the past and just touch base and connect. And obviously some people will and probably some people won't. But these were such dear people back in the 70s that, yeah, I reacted immediately. So that was such a treat. And so it was really hit home about, you know, the gift of friends and how fortuitous that I decided to open up the Appen account and try this job that they've got going or register for it. And then to realize that I had, and interestingly, there was something else in there that was of import. It was to do with a financial thing that from the long distance past. So I messaged that person too and said, oh, yikes, yeah, sorry, just getting this now. And he said, okay, well, I, you know, looked into it and, you know, everything's resolved, so it's all good. And so maybe the other message here is, you know, if you don't have Messenger activated, go in and, you know, whether it's, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know even on the computer, there used to be a section that would sort of contain the messages from people who aren't on your friends list. So it might be worth checking out, because who knows? And this has happened to me on the odd occasion, so not often, but I've had people connect with me just, you know, they go looking. My name's been the same for 110 years. And yeah, so now speaking of friends, the other gift of friends that I guess I just wanted to acknowledge, and hopefully you have some of these people in your life as well, is a friend of mine. And it's interesting because I haven't known her for a long time, but we did get to know each other relatively well, although we weren't tight friends. I don't know if that makes sense. But we were in each other's lives for less than 2 years, but I think we really appreciated each other. And we did, in fact, actually start walking almost daily for probably a year of that 2 years. So, you know, and I'm not talking the 30-minute stroll around the block or down to the park and back. We would some days go for an hour, some days two, sometimes three. Like, we would start walking and talking, and my poor dog, it was like she's looking at us going, like, just shut up and take me home. But anyways, this woman now has really serious health issues. Are they terminal? I'm not 100% sure. I think they have the potential to be, but given her mindset, she's one of those people that if she licked this, it would not surprise me in the least. So her family and friends set up a Facebook page saying Friends Of, and they invited only those people who have been a part of her life. So, you know, we're talking family. She has grandchildren. Don't think she's quite reached the great-grandchildren stage yet, but, you know, extended family, so many friends. She has been involved in several provinces, both career-wise and community-wise. So it's not a huge group, but to be part of that group is a privilege. Over the last 6 months, I guess, that this group has been going, she has been on and off, and it's always been my barometer, shall we say,
where if she's on and commenting, she's having a good week. And if we don't hear from her for a couple of weeks, she's struggling. And interestingly, bless her soul, she comes on and apologizes for not being online. It's like, excuse me, we are your nearest and dearest. Never apologize. Like, take care of yourself. Anyways, what she started recently, you know, as if her selflessness isn't enough, she has started a post, and sometimes it's almost daily, called her friend and family gratitude. And she'll talk about, you know, like her son might be trimming back the bushes. And she'll take a picture and say, I'm so grateful that he's here to do this for me. Her grandson, who's a young man, might make a lovely summer dinner and serve it to her on their deck. And so gratitude for him. A friend might send her something that has been meaningful, you know, even if it's brand new, they both identify with it. Christmas, because I'd only just heard about the news before Christmas, I had picked up, and once again, I didn't know at that point in time just how serious this was. And so I picked her up this package of Bouchard Garden seeds and sent it to her saying, when spring comes, you know, I hope this will brighten up your deck or whatever. And, you know, so voicing gratitude for that, sharing, you know, if you share something really beautiful, whether it's a photograph or a song or a link on this page, she's grateful and she voices that gratitude. And I really thought, what a model. You know, so many of the things I see on Facebook right now, and yeah, it's because of COVID, I'll be the first to admit it. People really put themselves first. And I don't like this and I don't like that. It's an inconvenience and I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that. And, or, you know, I think you should be doing this and I think you should be doing that. But to suddenly say, I won't say suddenly, to have someone actually turn that around and say, you know, this is about this person and I want to acknowledge that person and thank goodness for, you know, whoever, and I'm so grateful for. And it really puts it into perspective that, you know, so often we get so, is it insular? The ego kicks in and it's, you know, you put yourself first and your world is about you. Whereas here's someone who, you know, who knows what the prognosis is, long or short term. And yet she is able to put other people first and voice that gratitude. And it's lovely. And it really keeps me humble. And she's a model for me, definitely a role model. And hopefully by sharing this story with you, she can be a bit of a role model for you as well. As I say, just an amazing woman. Wine break. Now, I've made myself notes tonight. Yeah, just instead of nattering on, I've actually got direction. The other thing that came into view this week is customer service. And once again, maybe it's about, you know, putting other people in front of you or not taking the shortcut, whatever. Some of you will know that I am looking for a house. I decided 4 years ago not to be a homeowner anymore. I do not care for, you know, all the work and all the expense, etc. I'm quite happy to rent. And I'm sharing currently a house with my daughter and her family. It's not the setup we want. They took it quickly 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, because the landlord in the lovely house they were living in was moving back into town. He wanted his house back. My daughter at that point in time was 8 months pregnant. Her first son was already in school. So she basically went the path of least resistance for all the obvious reasons as a woman, like I can see why, and took the place that she's currently in. Now, downstairs, we are in the university district, and so the downstairs had always been students or just in and out, sort of a revolving door. Didn't exactly, wasn't most conducive to a family situation. It came available at one point in time when I was living in Victoria, not completely happy with my own situation. I did a walkthrough and said, "Sorry, honey, I can't live here. It's so awful." And then for whatever reason, a year ago, I was looking, we were coming into September. It was going to be before and after school care for my grandson and, you know, a whole bunch of different things going on. I wasn't completely happy with where I was living. The neighbors were also students who were into electronic music, shall we say? Let's be polite. And so I finally sort of threw up my hands and said, look, it'll be way more convenient. I'll move in and, you know, like, I guess I'm the eternal optimist. I will figure this out. Anyways, that's what I did. And I have not been happy. I have not been able to figure it out, as you might say. And then last winter, I had flood issues, which, as we come now, getting closer to fall, they haven't been dealt with. So I am concerned. Long story to why we are now looking for a new place, but with the same setup. We're in the university district, which is a fairly nice district, which means a lot of house rentals are expensive. Part of the reason for that being is that landlords are not foolish people. And if you can, if you've got a four-bedroom house, for example, you could rent it for, I'm going to pull a number out of the air, $3,000. Or for four bedrooms, you could rent the entire house and property out to students for $900 each for people. So you're going to make more money. And so, you know, we're up and down with COVID. The university's not going back in September. So we had high hopes. And it's been interesting. It's been a bit of a roller coaster as we look at the very worst trashed student houses you can imagine. Like, their mothers never came to visit, obviously. And obviously we cannot live there. Absolutely not. Up to absolutely spectacular, beautiful homes that are at the top end of our price range. But our reality is we collectively have two dogs and two children. So we do not want to be that person who, you know, I don't know, does something in the garden or the dogs, you know, dig a hole, whatever. If it's spectacular, we don't want to be that person who changes that. So, as I say, it's been a struggle. Now, recently, we found a house that was, like, priced really low on the scale, which got our attention, of course. It's nearby. It's on a busier road, but that's okay. We're currently on a really busy road. So, to have something set back from the road and be less busy is still a bonus. The price was fabulous. The whole setup sounds on paper to be perfect. So I emailed the property manager that was handling this rental, explained the situation, and said we would be interested in viewing. And I have an ad online, and I sent him a link. I said, learn a little bit about me. This is our situation. I sent him a link to my ad in search of. So got this, wrote one sentence reply. We'll be showing the house at this time on this day. Please confirm your attendance and send me your phone number. Okay, well, I've actually given you my phone number twice. But okay, we'll be there. And as I mentioned, because I have a client, an elderly client, and that's in the middle of my appointment with her, she will be with us. We will wear masks. And so we showed up the other day, and there was, like, literally hordes of people. I counted quickly early on, and there was 10 or 11 groups of people. So we're talking minimum probably 24 people because nobody came alone. So 2 to 3 people per grouping. And my daughter looks at me and I look at her and we're thinking COVID. You know, we got the children. I've got my client who's almost 90. She has Alzheimer's, so trying to get her to wear a mask is challenging. And we talked to a few people who were arriving at about the same time. And I said, are you here for the same time frame? Or like, I would have thought he would have staggered the walkthroughs. Oh, no, we're here for this time. Everybody was there for the same time. So that time came and went. The property manager didn't show. And so we looked at each other and said, like, we don't like this. Like, not with COVID. Like, all these crowds of people here that we don't have a clue who they are. We don't know what their bubble looks like or if they even care about a bubble. And so we jumped in our collective cars. My client and I took off. My daughter went home. And at the end, I turned around to take my client another direction. And as I drove by again, the property manager had arrived. And these people were literally in a file going into the house altogether. So I went, okay, dodge that bullet. Absolutely. Yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, this was last week, the ad comes on again, which was strange because out of all those people, he didn't find a suitable person. So I messaged him last night and said, we were there. We chose to not go through for these reasons. And so if you're showing, we'd like to see it, but we would like the viewing to be semi-private at least. And this morning I woke up to, well, I don't want to say woke up. I came back into a message saying same thing. If you're interested, please confirm that you could be at this, site at this time on this day. So I emailed again and I said, okay, I can confirm, but I need to know that we're not going to be a horde of people again. Well, finally, after all this time, I got a personal email saying it was absolutely dreadful. It did not work out nearly the way I had requested the people to do this. They did not do this. And I apologize for that. And I went, oh my goodness. Like, that's all it took. Yes, it didn't work out the way anybody would have hoped, and certainly not the way he planned. And he apologized to me for that. So instantly it was like, okay, I'm going to be there on the next date. He said, I'm doing this, this, and this to make sure it goes more smoothly so we don't have that many people. And please introduce yourself to me. So it's interesting when you're talking customer service, just, to either be personal and say, okay, I hear your story and I'm treating it this way or treating you this way, or to say, I messed up and I really apologize that it affected you adversely. But there's that whole customer service thing. It's so important. And in so many ways, so many businesses have drifted away from that. And, given all the rote emails, like literally one sentence replies, that I'm sure he was just copy, paste into emails. To actually have him stop and send me a personal email that addressed the issues, and then, yeah, he apologized, was huge. It was really huge. So, yeah, we'll let you know. there's a few places out there. Once again, just in the university area, so many people say, well, if you're 4 or 5 students or 6 students want to rent my house, but no pets. So we're hoping that because we have 2 older dogs who will be 10 in the fall, and we are looking long term, that something will show up. Something always does show up. And I mean, we're so fortunate we have a roof over our heads. Do I like the setup? Nah, absolutely not. But we're safe, we're sound, everything's good in that regard. So that's my podcast this week. I'm coming up for half an hour, so I'm really hoping that Mar Suleika will be able to show up on Friday and have a drink with me and take it a wee bit longer at least. But anyways, I hope you have a good week. Summer's here. It's cooking hot here on the west coast of Canada. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you are healthy, and hope you're not getting into too many, whether it's political or medical or COVID, oh, disagreements, shall we say. Boy, it's polarized out there. It's really scary. So I hope you are depolarized, unpolarized, under the polarized radar, whatever you want to do. Anyways, have a good week, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me. It's Agnes. Bye-bye.